KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KFABWP, this is KEAORD. Steve, how you copy me? Over.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KF8BWP, KF8BWP, Steve, this is KEAORD, Terry, how copy, over. KFABWP, Steve, is that you? This is a KEAORD. That's you. You're coming in a little bit scratchy. Over.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KEAORD, Steve, this is Terry, are you out there? KF8BWP, KF8BWP, this is KEAORD, I'll copy, over.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KF8BWP, KF8BWP, Steve, this is K-E-8-O-R-D, K-E-8-O-R-D, Terry, how copy, over. That was you, Steve. I heard you hit the repeater, but you weren't holding it yet. Probably still a bit out of range. Over. Yep, I heard you that time.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Whiskey Papa, monitoring.
KE8ORD, very loud and clear, completely readable signal, over.
Yep, yeah, you pretty loud and clear too, Cousin Terry. That's great, that's awesome.
Yep, you are completely readable and way better. So you must be pretty close to 75 by now. Over.
I just now crossed the sign, 20 miles to Bay City.
I heard you trying to hit the repeater. You held it a couple of times for a second or two, but then you it dropped out. So you're in the zone for sure right now, though.
Yeah, you're a little bit garbled as well. But this is pretty cool. We're talking from Dearborn to Bay City here almost.
Yeah, even especially going through the internet and the computer, get some delays. But yeah, you're a little bit snap crackle pop, but you're still very readable signal.
K8BAC repeater Saginaw.
I'm going to be home in about an hour and 15 minutes. I'm going to straight out that part and get it on my antenna, my base antenna, and see if we can reach out a little bit further and play a little bit more.
Yes, yeah, do that. I'll be home here, and if you want me to go over there, let me know, but I'll be home for sure. Yep, you should be good to go on that channel to get a little bit south of Saginaw, halfway to Flint, and you should be able to pick up the Flint repeater.
That Flint repeater was one frequency up from here?
Yes, 147.260. So it's one channel up from where you're at now. And you should be able to get that when you're about, maybe 20 miles south of Saginaw yet. They both overlap halfway between Saginaw and Flint.
Okay, when I lose this repeater, I'll switch over to that Flint repeater.
Affirmative. I'll be standing by here until you drop out of that. This one, I'll switch over also. KE8ORD. Are you on 75 yet?
No, because Terry, I'm thinking maybe I'm 10 miles from I-75, so I'm at mile marker 130, if you can tell from your end.
Okay, wow, you're doing good then, not near 75. You're 10 miles away from that. You're doing pretty good for with the mobile you're on.
Yeah, I'm right in front of Dow Corning out here in Midland.
I'll look on the map, but you're still like 30 miles away from that repeater.
You say I'm 30 miles from this repeater, the second hour repeater, or from the Flint repeater?
You're about 30 miles away from that Saginaw repeater, at least.
That's the repeater we're on right now?
Affirmative. I'm looking up right now where the repeater is in relationship to your current location.
Copy.
Did you pass M-47 yet? That's east of Midland?
I'm not sure, Terry.
Well, definitely your audio and the signal strength is getting better as closer you get, because now you're clear and there's no more snap, crackle, pop in your background. You're not frying bacon.
Yeah, Terry, you're clear as well. Looks like I'm in some bumper-to-bumper traffic here. I don't know what's going on.
Yep, that Saginaw repeater is about 20 miles south of you.
That's good. Seems like I'm hitting that repeater good.
Oh, yeah. Every mile you get closer, it's getting better and better. They claim it has like about a 40-mile radius at least.
And you're on Echo Link, right?
Yep, I'm on Echo Link, and I'm looking at the map on your road map that you're on right now, and you're still... you're almost due north of the repeater right now. It's probably like 20, 23 miles almost due south of you right now.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
crossing under a road called 7 Mile Road. 7 Mile Road in Kent.
Yep, okay, I figured out where you're at. Yep, you're straight north of the repeater about 22 miles. Because you said you're past the Dow Corning plant. I see that on the map, too. So I got a pretty good idea. You're still a little bit west of 75, heading towards like Bay City. Very cool.
Yeah, it seems like this antenna setup is doing good. I gotta get me a mobile radio now.
Yep. Your audio is good though. Your signal strength is fine. You're getting just about full quieting on the repeater.
Wonder if I can accomplish any of this with the handheld.
Yes, you should be able to, because I used to use my handheld in the car with that same antenna all the way up to Houghton Lake and Alpena. And I could hit all those repeaters all the way up and down 75 without any problem. I talked to different hams all the way up till I got to West Branch. And then at West Branch, I was already talking to Paul.
Yeah, I can't reach my handheld. I got it on the floor in one of my boots, so I'm going to be unable to try it out.
No, leave it there. It ain't worth getting in an accident. Try it next time.
Yeah, we got some kind of traffic problem here. I hope this is not just people coming home from up north already.
It seems kind of early, though. Usually it doesn't start building up to like about 3 o'clock, but I remember going up there.
Yeah, I see the sign now. It looks like they got it closed down to one lane.
Or the one you're on 10, you're on now?
I'm on 10 right now, but 75 is also closed down near my house, so I have to get off the highway early.
They should be running those road repairs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and until the job's done. There's high efficiency in lighting. They can see what they're doing at nighttime. Especially if they're just tearing up the road, they can do that at nighttime. And during the day, they can lay cement. Stupid.
Yeah, that's what they should be doing.
If you have to, you can always take 675 and go around that construction.
Yeah, no, that's way north of that. That's not going to help me out. 675 or 475, unless I take 69, which I might just do that, take 475. But 475 was closed on the way here, too.
Yeah, I'm looking on the map now. Off of 75, there's no other really way to go to get back down here. Let's take M85, I think it is, through Saginaw, but you don't want to do that. It takes you right through the side streets and country road stuff.
Yeah, I'll probably end up taking 69 across the 15 and then take 15 down.
according to that repeater map, this repeater goes just about all the way to down south to 475. It has a pretty good footprint.
Yeah, that's pretty broad coverage.
Okay, the Flint repeater shows it just southeast of Flint and north of Grand Blanc.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Doesn't sound like too many people use this repeater on a Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning.
No, not yet. Probably it's only 11:30 or so. They're probably still in church.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, is Auburn Hills close to your house?
That's probably about 20 miles.
Okay, that Flint station, you might be able to get from your house with the better antenna on the roof. But you really be like right on the fringe of it.
All right, I'm about to get out of I-75 now. KF8DWP, changing over to the next frequency and see if you can hit that Flint tower from here.
Okay, give it a shot. If you don't, come on back to this one.
Will do. No, I'm not hitting that tower yet.
Yep, you're still too far north yet. You gotta get south of Saginaw.
Yeah, I'm at 75 and 675 now.
You're at the 675-75 split already?
Correct. 675 downtown Saginaw, 1 mile. That 675 exit's actually like the first exit south of 10.
Yeah, it shows the second one. The first one is M85. That's the very first one south of the Bay City. And then the next one is 675, split to Saginaw. I was looking at the map right now.
In a minute here, less than a minute, I'll be nice and high on top of the Milwaukee Bridge.
Yep, your signal is awesome. Totally full quieting. It's like you're standing in a room with me. Okay, so is this repeater still being pretty useful and good for you down 75 all the way to Clio exit?
Make that note, and when I'm talking to you later, remind me how far that repeater will take me on I-75.
Roger.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
What, you sit on the microphone?
KF-8-BWP, Gary, still out there?
K-E-8-O-R-D, yep, sorry about that, right here.
I'm able to hit that Flint repeater.
Okay, I'll disconnect off of the Saginaw and try the Flint one. If not, I'll get back to you. K-E-8-O-R-D, clear.
K-F-8-C-W-P, up.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
KF-8-BWP, Steve, are you still there? Over. KE-8-ORD, over.
K-8-DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KEACB monitoring.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KF8BLX monitoring.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Good evening. This is KE8BCQ. My name is Dave, and I'm taking pre-night check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan bike show. If you would wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name. This is Kilo Charlie 8 here at Dozima. Robbie City, good evening, Dave. No traffic.
KC8YVF, Ron in Saginaw.
N8ERL, Dave Dennis Townsend.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray, Rick New Lothar.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
NAKTR, Bob in Frankville Township.
Ron, BLX, could you give me your prefix, please? Are there any further pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan ride show? Please come now with your call sign and your name. We'll get started here in a couple minutes. Good evening. This is the Sunday night Mid-Michigan net. My name is Dave, my call sign is KE8PCQ, and I'm located in Bay City, and I will be your net control operator for this evening. This net meets on the repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 with a PO of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hands, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcement for the net. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or in and out. I will take check-ins from any in-link, echo-link stations. Please come now.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
We'll now take regular check-ins. Well, it's going to be a light night tonight. Let's get started with Rob Up, KC8SDL. Good evening, Rob.
Very good. Good evening yourself, Mr. Dave, KE8BCQ in a group. Yo, Charlie, she's out to leave, but Robin, they say, wave everybody. Hi to all my good buddies and hams on the Saginaw Severo net. Not too bad, Dave. I've been doing a lot of nothing but down the man cave watching the trilogy of the Godfather. So doing that, got pretty hot today, as I say inside, but I'm endeavoring to get ready to go to my Angel show in Carroll. That's going to happen next weekend. I'm going to leave a couple of days early and go set up over there, and I'm going to take my utilities trailer with my engines, and hopefully they'll all run good, and I'm looking forward to that. Radio-wise, well, all the band guys have not been very happy. I know I was on the net this morning on the e-card, and I could barely hear K-8 Bravo there in Ohio. A lot of solar activity going on, so it's not. So hopefully that'll finally pass away, but Yeah, I'll be radioless for a while I'm at the chair, because, I don't think I have any place to string an antenna up for an event station, but you never know, I might do it one of these days, so. Okay, other than that, that's all I got to report for right now. I'll be around for the second go-around today. I'm glad you had your endeavors this weekend and nasty and all where you went. Hope you and Jamie had a good time. So with that, I'll hand it back to Net Control, K8PCQ, KCSDL. Back to you, Dave.
Well, Robbie, I haven't had a lot of time to be on the radio. I was cleaning up the cleaning up camper and cooking. It's been pretty busy around here, and then I had to cut grass that got missed for a week because I thought I lost birds in it. Up next, KC8YVF Ron, stand by NAERL Dave. Good evening, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, and everyone on the net tonight. It was good to see you Friday night at the Savara Club meeting. We had a good meeting that night. It was our ice cream social, so we had our normal business part of the meeting, and then we adjourned the meeting and headed into the lobby area or the kitchen area to have some ice cream, so that was real good. And then afterwards, we had a couple of guys that were putting together their Meshtastic radios. So Tom, NADY, and Mike, KD88MMH, were there. Also, Fred, KE8QCO. And Rick, KCA-DOA, and I were helping out. So we got Mike's two radios built and programmed. And for Tom's, his was a little bit more adventurous. He was building the same type of radio, but also adding the GPS unit to it. So those had to be soldered on to the board in order to do that. So Rick was working with him to get those done. We did get them programmed, at least with the Meshtastic firmware, got that done. But the diagram they had for attaching the GPS didn't seem to be correct, that once it connected it, it didn't work. So Rick took them home, was going to do some research to make sure or find out what connections they had to go to onto the board to get those working correctly. So thought they had the right one, and it's one that I had thought as well. Was the correct one to do that. For me yesterday, did some work around the house. I had to fix a taillight on one of my trailers. And why I had that out to fix that, we decided to, wife and I, go back behind our back garage and clean out behind there. Some weeds had grown up back there and other things. So we cleaned everything all out, got it all straightened out, got all the weeds pulled and done and that, and got everything behind that garage, a little storage area back there. We got a little lean-to on the back of the garage that holds some, a lot of my wife's pots and things that she uses during the summer. She needs a pot of plant or something. We store them back there. They're just too big and that put in the garage and that, so we have them behind the shed back there. So we got that cleaned up, and then we headed out down to Flushing. It was my 50th class reunion for high school. They had it at the Flushing Country Club. Had a real good turnout. Had about 70 people there, they figured. So well, there was originally over 350 people in the graduating class. About 70 showed up. So that was, to me, was a pretty good turnout. I was surprised they had a memorial board up of the people who had passed away from our graduating class. And there was about 25 of them. Some names up there surprised me. I hadn't heard. So that was too bad there to read some that of my classmates that had passed away way too soon, that's for sure. But we had a good dinner. They had a bar air if you wanted a drink. They had some games that they were doing, desserts and that, so we had a real good time. We had it out a little bit early. I had to stop back by my daughters to feed the animals there because they were out of town. So we let the dogs out and fed the cats, and then we headed on home, got home about 8:30 last night. So I'll cover today's antics on the second go-round. Back to you, Dave, KC8YVF. Well, thanks a lot, Ron. It was good to put faces with the voices, and as you said, WIFE on the way home said, get one of those units coming. So I ordered one. It's all pre-assembled. At my age, I figure I'll take the first one and try and use it, and then I'll build a couple more.
Next up, N8ERL Dave, and standby KF8BLX Rick. Good evening, Dave.
Hey, thanks, Dave. That was good having an eyeball with you last night. Nice to meet you in person. And it's funny how that I've known him. I've had ham radio friends for years. Never had an eyeball. I know what they look like. I've seen them in pictures, but never face to face. So good seeing you last night. This one thing I wanted to bring up: the North American CUSO Party phone is coming up on August 17th. 1800Z to 600Z, and for local time that'll be 2 p.m. Saturday. 12 hours runs until 2 a.m. on Sunday. So a good 12 hours, good chance to, if you're looking for awards, worked all states, that's the time to do it. And I agree with the comment about the bands being down. It's been kind of tough. I don't know exactly why, but 17 meters, I've been playing with that quite a bit. It's been usually pretty good until fairly late in the evening, but that's been kind of last couple of days hasn't been all that great. And thanks to Mike, 88MMH, for setting up the Ice Cream Social Friday night. That turned out really nice, and that's a yearly event to look forward to. Back to you, Dave, and ADRL.
Yeah, thanks, David. We passed on the ice cream because we have other plans to go, so we'll do it again. KF8, BLX, Rick. And standby NHKPR Bob. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, everybody. KF8 BLX. Not too much to report. It's been a pretty quiet and relaxing weekend. To get the new radio and antenna set up, so hopefully I sound a lot better out there this week. Took somebody's advice that had given it to me, and to tell you the truth, I can't remember who actually gave me the advice, and put the antenna on top of my garage with a magnet mount, and now my garage is a giant ground plane, and it's working perfectly. It all came together with that one suggestion. Like I said, other than that, pretty quiet weekend. Did have the grandkids for a little bit this weekend. Not too long, they had other things to do. So with that, I'll call that a first round and send it back to Manette.
Well, thanks a lot, Rick. It, a lot of times those suggestions are things we overlook, and boy, it's sure nice to have them. N8KPR, Bob, good evening.
Good evening, Dave. Everybody else on the net? Yeah, the HF bands haven't been friendly. Have not been friendly at all. I turn the radio on every day and leave it on for several hours, and if I don't hear nothing, well, sometimes I just leave it on just all day, and I'll just check periodically through the day, see what's going on. You know, looking for POTUS stations or whatnot. But, yeah, they haven't been very good. And I went up north Friday, so I wasn't at the ice cream social. Went up north and was up there Friday, Saturday, and well, I got back later on today, this afternoon. And it was warm up there too. Just up around the West Bench area, Lufton to be exact. But, and I was going to get together some ham friends up there, but that I have that I know up there, and but that didn't happen. We had just too much stuff going on in the campground, so I never got out of there. Me and my brother-in-law have a tendency to, if somebody's got something wrong with their trailer, you know, we usually take a look at it, see if we can fix it before they call somebody. So we had a couple of jobs. And we were successful. We got everything running. And I don't know if anybody's noticed, but my yard seemed to be, and I've heard this mentioned before on a different net, that the crabgrass is just going crazy this year in my yard. You know, normally I have some, but this year it's just all over the place. I don't know if anybody else is experiencing that or not, but back to net. This is NAKPR.
Yeah, Bob, it's crabgrass has went bad. I mean, I've seen some that are probably 12 to 14 inches in diameter, and I got to pull them out. And we treat for it, and it sure didn't help. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name. We'll check back in a couple minutes. We'll go back to the top for the 73 round. KEC8SCL Rob, 73 round.
Very good. Doing a great job as usual on the net, Dave. Very good. KEC8PCQ in the group. Kilo Charlie, excuse me, Sierra Delta Leon. There we go. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'll relate to Dave. You know, yeah, Dave, like Bobby would say, the band guys have not been happy. I usually hang out on 40, you know, and it's been horrible. The only time it's halfway decent is in the evening hours because I did the Gator Net Friday night, and Dan did it quite well, but I know Saturday morning and this morning also was not good at all. Moving along here, Dave, I'm going to take and get ready for the Carol show. Matter of fact, me United Carol ARC will be there if I can. Get somebody to walk with me over to my site there, and I might walk over to the media because it's going to be right there at the fairgrounds in Carroll. But yeah, I'm going to go over there Wednesday, get set up, and so we'll start Friday and go to Sunday. And looking forward to doing that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So run my engines there and, you know, show them off and everything. So tomorrow I'm going to do some packing for Wednesday and help the wife do a few things. And Tuesday I'm going to go out there and look at my trailer there, my utility trailer, with my three engines, get them greased up and checked out. And Wednesday, mid-morning, KFA AIW is going to come over and pick my utility trailer up myself and my all my gear and head over to Carroll. So, looking forward to it. All right, 73K, we'll catch you next time, and we'll go from there. K8PCQ in the group. Kill 8, 2, 3, 1. 7-3, Dave, over.
Well, Robbie, you better get yourself a huge water cooler and an awning to go with that engine because it looks like it's still going to be in the low 80s. So 73 and God bless. KC8YBF, Ron, 7-3 round.
All right, thanks again, Dave. Yeah, today, or over the weekend and that, too, I've been doing some more 3D printing. So far, over the last couple of weeks, I've just been printing kind of add-ons to the printer, stuff to enhance the printer as such, or clean things up, or little dust caps, or whatever. So yesterday as well, I printed out my first Meshtastic case. Second one. First one I tried actually printed out pretty good, but the circuit board would not fit into the case. So I could probably get it in, but I'd have to adjust the case. The measurements were just wrong for the circuit board, and it was the right case for the right board. It just, they were too tight. The board wouldn't fit in. So Rick at Friday's meeting suggested doing Tony G's cases. I'd seen those before, and I'd already had those ready to go. So I printed out the small case, and the board fit in there just fine, and the outside of it looks real good, but the inside was not well printed, and that was kind of the same as the other guy. So I'm not sure what's going on there, if it's a, you know, just the way that they do it or something or what. I don't know, but they didn't print out very well, but I had to clean up the inside with a Dremel tool. The holes were kind of filled up with a little bit of some of the filament. I had to clean those out. So if I want to use that case, it's ready to go now. I can use it. So Today, I've been printing out. I have a bunch of little tools that I printed out to go along with the printer. And again, they're just laying all over the desk out there. So I had found someone who had prints for some storage cases that hang on the side of the printer. They have a little mount that goes on the side of the printer, just slides on, and then a little hang-on to hold your tools or hold other little things for the printer to keep them, you know, just from laying all around. So I printed those out today. And now for the first thing non-printer related, I'm printing out some nameplates for my grandkids to go in their bedrooms. So it's a 3D plate that prints out, has their name on it and that, and so their little insignias and things. And I'm going to just print them in white. I got one done. I'll print the other one tonight. And then I'll have my wife paint them so that they look better. I wasn't going to try and do multicolors because that's a lot of waste on those when you do it that way. So I just did them all in one and have her paint them when she gets a chance. So now it's fun to do some of those. And the other thing I was found out on Friday, again, some of these things I would like to print. If my grandkids bring me toys and say, "Grandpa, I broke this. Can you fix it?" Well, usually it's a plastic part. Well, I'm not one into CAD drafting and designing and to do this, so I said, it'd be nice to have a 3D scanner. Well, there is one that's made and a manufactured a unit, but it's like $450 and basically, it's kind of like a cell phone camera on a gimbal, so it stabilizes and all of this. But I came across a video on YouTube of some guy that was testing a variety of different software that you could use your cell phone to do that particular purpose. And some of these were, you know, somewhat inexpensive. You had to pay for a certain fee per month or whatever. The one was like $5.99 a day to use their software, and I'm thinking, whoa, that software should better be really, really good for that kind of money. And the guy had tested all of these, and finally he came back the one that was free. It's just you use your cell phone and you run this software that's a website and put your file, your video from your phone, and it will basically render a 3D picture of what you just read with your cell phone. There's some specific things you have to do, but it would do it. So he tested out, and he's, like he said, it gave the best rendering for 3D. It was free, and you just use your regular cell phone. So he said he rated that number one just because it did the best job and didn't cost anything. So I got to give that a try because that's kind of a reason I had hoped to use it for, is to recreating some of these broken parts of things that the kids bring me. So this might work out, I hope. So 73, everyone. Oh, let me break. I hate to do this to you guys again. This Thursday, my sister-in-law is coming in from Maryland, and my wife has plans throughout the weekend. Well, she's got plans for Sunday again, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be at home or I'm going to be at my daughter's house, but I don't know the time frame. Well, next Sunday is my turn for the net again. So I'll, as soon as my wife finalizes the plans to what's going on, I will let you guys know. I'll send an email out, but I may need coverage for my net again. And I hate to do this. This is like 3 weeks in a row, but or three times in a row, but it's just the way these family things are falling here. So we'll let you know a little later in the week. The KC8YVF back to that. Well, Ron, I should be home on Sunday evening, so that shouldn't be a problem if you can't make it. Just two questions. One, where did you get your better antenna for your Mestastic? And why aren't you on the map showing your units? I can't figure that out. Okay, first question, I'll look it up, and at the end of the net, once we close out the net, I should have found it by then, and I will let you know. The second thing, in order for you to show up on the Mestastic net, or the Mestastic map, and if you type in Mestastic map, it comes up, somebody did a map, and it's a Google map or an open map or some sort of map. and it shows sites up there. In order for your unit to show up on the map, you have to have the internet feature turned on so that it can communicate with the internet and will put your information up on the website. For us, for Saginaw, we do not plan to put the stations, any of our stations, on the internet, because what happens then is it opens it up to anybody that's on the internet. Anybody that's got mesh traffic any place can then communicate with you, and you will see all of them. So in many cases, you will see dozens to hundreds of stations on there, and then you have to try and decipher through those who you want to talk to and what else. So our plan is to keep it as a local unit. You will not see it on the map, on that internet map, but you will see it on your unit. So if you, in the Metastatic software, if you go to the map unit on there, if you are in range of it, you will see me on the map. So I see Rick. I see John that's just south of us. I'll see anybody. I won't see you in Bay City because you're too far away. It's a line of sight, so we got about a mile, mile and a half. Once we populate and we start getting more stations, then we'll see other people pop up on the list. But we're going to try and keep it as a local resource, and we don't plan to turn the internet on because that just kind of makes a mess of everything. KC8YVF back to net.
Well, that answers it. Thank you. 73, and you have a good week. NADRL Dave, 73 round.
Now, let's see, a couple other things to mention. It's been since July 12th that the ARRL has put anything up on the logbook of the world about their situation. It basically said it's not up and running, not everything is up and running yet. DXCC is the processing part of it is still not working, so the There has been no new DXCC certificates or add-ons given out yet. So that whole program's been down for almost a couple of months now. So it's going to be probably a pretty good backlog for that. And, yeah, the crabgrass, Bob and Dave, yeah, I got the same problem, and we treat for it. And, boy, there's a lot of it popping up. I'm glad, I guess it's, at least I'm not the only one. And last thing, our raised garden is doing very well. We go through a lot of cucumbers, so we always plant our cucumbers in three different times during the season. And our first planting is really going well. Our second planting is starting to produce a few, and our third one is looking good, but no cucumbers yet. Everybody have a good week. Back to you, Dave, and ADRL.
Well, David, that's great on the cucumbers. I know we got tomatoes finally, and they're about maybe 2 inches in diameter, and we got a lot of green ones, real tall plants. We water, but that's about it. So 73, and have a great week, David. KF8BLX Rick, 73 round.
Alrighty, thanks Dave. KF8BLX. Let's see, the only thing I can really think of is on this new radio that I bought. It is a Yaesu 2900R. Brand new in the box. Just plugged it in yesterday and ran it for, well, I'd say about maybe 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours yesterday, and then a couple hours today, and already the bottom of the handset mic, the handset, right where the cord goes into the mic, right where it's supposed to be reinforced for stress factors, is already broken in two places. So, I guess what I would do is I'm going to have to call Yaesu and get in touch with them and see if they'll replace it or not. But my other thing was, is if anybody has any suggestions or recommendations for a replacement mic / handset that's a little more rugged, a little more heavy duty that they've used or have any knowledge of, I would appreciate the info on it. So with that, I'll say 73s. Thanks for running the net, Dave. As usual, KF8BLX. Everybody have a great night.
Rick, I hope you bought it from a reputable dealer. Give them a call. And I know I've had HRO, and they've been really good, but I have not had, knock on wood here, any issues with the ASU. Sorry to hear that. You have a good week. Hopefully you can get that corrected by next couple weeks. And 7-3. N8KPR, Rob. Bob? 7-3, Rob.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, the I never thought about doing the cucumbers like that, you know, planting multiple crops, you know, like they do with sweet corn and whatnot. Never thought about doing that. My cucumbers are, they're still putting out. They haven't been out for a while now. So, you know, for, 3 weeks or so. And they only put out for so long, then the leaves start getting funny looking, and, well, they just start dying. And, but that's a good idea. Maybe I'll try that next year. Have multiple crops of cucumbers. I love my cucumbers. My, I guess my two favorite vegetables are probably tomatoes and cucumbers. But, yeah, picking beans, got the green beans, yellow beans going, and some cherry tomatoes. I grow this one, it's called Sun Sugar, they're yellow cherry tomatoes, and, man, they're the sweetest things I've ever had in my life, called Sun Sugar. Never found anything sweeter than them. And, other than that, I just cut some grass this week, and it's supposed to cool down a little bit, so I got an antenna to put up. Bought a GMRS antenna, which the standing wave is not very good on it. You know, according to the manual, it's supposed to be less than 1.5 to 1. Well, let me tell you, it's more like the lowest I got was like 2.1. So, yeah, it's not very good. All the way up to like 2.4. Not very good at all. I'm debating whether to just send it back. It's almost like they took a 440 antenna and just put a 46, you know, the GMRS frequency on it. So, whatever. Back to net control. Thanks for doing that, Dave. 73, everybody. Have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Well, hopefully you got a good week there and stay cool. I mean, that's kind of tough. This week I'm going to be making... what is it? We're going to make dilly beans and bread and butter pickles, and I got my fermentation crock ready to go for that. So, 7-3, Bob, and have a good week. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name.
KDHPAZ, Minute.
Well, you're up, Minnie. Good evening.
Well, good evening, KDHPCQ. This is KDHPAZ. It's about the fourth time I've tried to get in there, and apparently nobody heard me before. But anyway, I enjoyed the meeting Friday night, enjoyed meeting you and your wife there. It was a good meeting in that, good ice cream, and had a good time on Saturday for breakfast there. There was four of us there. So other than that, not much else going on. This is KDHPAZ. PAZ back to KGA-PCQ.
Yeah, well, it was nice to put a face with the voice, Minnie. It was really good. Any further check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Are there any closing comments or rechecks? Please come now. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 7 check-ins. And at this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in this event. This is Dave, KE8PCQ. This net is now closed at 7:33, and the repeater is now turned back to normal amateur use. Good evening, everybody.
KE8PCQ, KC8YBF.
KC8YBF, KE8PCQ here.
Okay, for that antenna that I have, I bought it from Rockland, and that's spelled ROKLAND.com. So Rockland.com. If you go to their website and scroll down a little bit, you're going to see a picture of basically 2 antennas and a solar box. The antenna that I purchased was the flexible antenna on the right. So they show a 915 picture on the left. That's a gooseneck antenna, if you like one that you can bend in different directions. Then they have a picture of a solar box, and then they have the flexible antenna without the gooseneck, and that's the one, so the whip antenna. So if you click on that, that will bring that up. I'm looking. They got 93 of them in stock in the U.S. warehouse for $12.97. And you want the 20-centimeter unit. That's the short one. There was a taller one that I see is grayed out right now. That one people have been reporting having problems with. So if you get the 20-centimeter, the small antenna like what I have, that seems to work up okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I bought a total put-together unit with LCAT version 3 in it. It doesn't have the GPS, but I guess I'll worry about that after I get used to it.
Yeah, I don't use, because the Helltech ones, I use it basically as a portable. It's connected to my phone because that's the only way that you can send messages. You can receive, see them on the little screen, but the only way to send a message is through your phone. And there's just a little box on there if you want to use your phone's location as the GPS, basically. So that's what I do with those. The only time that you really would need a GPS is if you're going to put a fixed station somewhere. So you were going to put it on your house, or you wanted to put it, you know, up at your cabin, or you wanted to, you know, put it on a tower someplace. Then you may want the GPS up there so that it will transmit its position, so you know where it's at. At least it will register and it'll show on the local map that's on your phone. But that would only show as if it's either in client mode, which the little portable ones come as a client, or if you have it in a router mode, will show up on a map, or the combination router-client will show up on the map. So that's the only time you really need a GPS. Most of the time it's synced and you're using the location provided by your phone when you connect to it with Bluetooth.
Well, and thanks for the information. And, you know, by the time I got home Friday night, I thought, boy, it'd be nice to build one of those with a solar panel and put it on my trailer when we go camping, and I think that's what I'm going to end up doing.
All right, I have a very good video for you, so I will send you via email the link of the guy that I built one non-solar unit for home, just as a router here at home, but he has a very good build that's on there, what to use. He's not using the Helltech board. He's using a different board that consumes quite a bit less power. If you're running it as a solar off and batteries, there's a different board that is used in place of the Helitech, the little portables. So I'll send you that link. He gives a list of all of the things that he purchased and where he got them from, and shows you a step-by-step on how to put one together. So that I plan to do that. I've got some of the parts. I already built one, and I'm starting to collect parts to do the solar one at some point here in time. So I'll send you that link and watch it. That's really cool.
Okay, I appreciate you getting me into trouble again. That's good. It works out good. I'll be waiting for the email. KEA-PCQ, clear.
All right, Dave, thanks for doing the net. We'll talk to you later. 73 KCYVF, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.